All right, let's get into talking about real estate agents. Real estate agents are a good source and a bad source. The main reason for real estate agents is they have access to the MLS. Well, the main reason for you to become an agent is for your own access to the MLS. The new agents and the experienced agents, you have your pros and cons. Your new agents are going to work hard for you because they're hungry for deals. Okay? The problem is they don't have very good negotiating skills because they're just starting out, unless they're coming from another sales field. The experienced agent has connections, has good negotiating skills, but they have their list of buyers already. All right, so your job is to somehow work up that ladder, up that list of buyers. So if you're first looking for agents, first look for the new ones. They'll get you going. And then find out who the agents are that have the real estate owned property. Okay? Look for advertisements in the newspapers that say bank owned. Look for rider signs on the real estate for sale signs that say bank owned. If you're an agent, look in the MLS and on the multiple listing sheets, it says bank owned. Those are the people that you want to start making contacts with. Because those are the people that will feed you. I know people that are in this investment game that the only place they get their business are from realtors. And they're doing anywhere from 20 to 40 deals a year. That's good and bad. When I first started, my market, it was so down in the dumps in Brockton, there was boarded up houses everywhere, there was lots of deals everywhere, and there was lots of bank-owned properties and agents that were willing to give us deals. But then the market changed completely. It appreciated very, really fast. All the deals were getting bought by first-time home buyers that were paying $20,000, $30,000, and $40,000 more than people like us would pay for the property. So we had to change. We had to change our marketing. And that's all the marketing I'm teaching you today is what I learned from having to change from going to realtors to actually having to have motivated sellers call me. So you can work with realtors, but don't use them as your primary source. And actually, you shouldn't use anything as your primary source. You should be throwing out that big dragnet, you know, and reeling in a bunch of different prospects from a bunch of different areas so you get prospects continuously coming in. And whatever doesn't work, stops working, was not working as good, is going to be replaced by something else that is starting to work or is working better or new ideas. Now, I just talked about how you're going to find the different realtors. We talked about the signs, the MLS. You can send them a letter. You can take them out to lunch. Be prepared to pay. Be prepared to pay if you're taking anybody out to lunch. If you're taking somebody that has information that you want out to lunch, no matter how successful they are and how much money they have, pay for it. Don't give any no-money down pitches when you take them out to lunch. That's the last thing they want to hear. If you want to come across as a professional, you don't want to come across as some brand new seminar grad, you know, that has these great ideas on how they can buy all kinds of houses, but have no money to do it, or don't plan on putting any money down to do it. Don't ever give a realtor $10 for a deposit. They'll be insulted, number one, and they probably won't do business with you again. Give them, the minimum is 500 now, and a lot of times it's even gone up to 1,000. When you take realtors out, you got to follow up, follow up, follow up. I told you before, the average person follows up one time. How many times does it take before the deal goes through? 4. Because if you are out of sight, you are out of mind. When a realtor gives you a deal, when you finally break through a realtor, an established realtor, and they give you a deal, you want to get out to that property immediately. And if that property doesn't suit you, it's not what you're looking for, then give them a call right back and say, look, I've been out to the property, but it's not what I'm looking for. I'm really looking for this, 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 this. You know what I mean? So you're training them as to what you need. So the next one they send you out to, it's going to be more of what you're looking for, number one. But number two, you've gotten back to them. They're not wondering whether or not you like that property. You know, so they'll know that you respond quickly and they'll want to do more business with you. Now, once you can start getting the deals coming, you want to keep your realtor. Tell them that they don't have to go to the home inspection. Realtors hate home inspections. Am I right? You spend 2.5, 3 hours at a property. You're just basically babysitting people. You're hanging out, and it's just awful. Tell your realtors they don't have to go to the home inspection. That you're going to go yourself. Tell them that you don't need to be at the that they don't need to be at the closing. That's the other thing realtors hate. They like being paid, but they don't like going to the closings, and that's another 2 hours of wasted time, just hanging around there. So tell them you don't need them there. Tell them you're still going to do business with them. Don't go to the closing. If you can do any running around for them, do it. If it's a vacant property, walk through it without them. Get it so they're sending you addresses and lockbox numbers and you're shooting out and giving them back offers. The easier you can make for the realtor, the more properties they're going to send to you because you're going to be easy to work with. But remember, you have to establish trust before you can call them up and say, got any vacant properties? Give me a lockbox. I'm going to be headed over. You know what I mean? One of the ways you can get in with realtors is to tell them that anything that they send you, you will relist through them. That way they can make the money in the front and the back. And if you factor it into the deal, what difference does it make? Right? It's not a deal unless you work out the numbers, and if you work those numbers in there, then it's no big deal. So give them the deal at the beginning, give it the deal at the end. If you can't get in, you know, if you can get in, then don't do it. The other thing you don't want to do is you don't want to negotiate a Kmart commission. Because the reason you're going after the realtor is because you want access to that MLS, or you want access to their information. If you negotiate a Kmart commission with them, especially on the resale, the way real estate agents train their companies, train their agents, this is the same way I was trained to train my agents, is you ask them for all the criteria that they're looking for in the next house, okay? Then they give you all that criteria. And then you go into the MLS and you look for as many houses as you can find. You can usually find maybe 8 to 10 of them. And then after you find 8 to 10 houses, the next thing you do is you show them, and you show them in groups of three. But you show them in groups of three by who has the higher commission first. You know what I mean? If commission rate goes from 6 to 3%, which one are you going to show the which property are you going to show first? Exactly. If they're the exact same houses, why should you be paid less for selling the exact same house to somebody? So you got your 6% commissions or whatever the average is in your area. That's what you pay your realtor to sell your property. And then you use that to, well, you'll have more people going into your property, number one. Number two, you'll have higher offers and more offers. So there's a better chance you're going to sell your property. The ones with the 3%, they never even get shown. I remember an agent came into my office, a REMAX agent came into my office, and we were talking about multifamilies, and he says, can you believe such and such agency took a 3% listing? And I says, I know, that's disgusting. And she says, yeah. He says, I'd rather go to McDonald's and flip hamburgers than show that house. That's the attitude. Also, when you get in good with a realtor, make sure the realtor is doing the right thing. You know, make sure he's not doing anything crazy or putting you in jeopardy in any way. I have trusts on my properties. I used to name all my trusts after my realtors if I bought it through a realtor, until I got a call from the FBI one day because there was a particular realtor that I was buying properties from. I had his name on one of my trusts, and he was doing something that wasn't right, and the FBI had investigated him, but because I had bought through him and had my name on his name on my trust, they started investigating me too. And I'll never forget the day my friend calls me up and he says, hey, the FBI was just here. I said, really? What'd you do? He said, they weren't here for me. They were here for you. I'm thinking to myself, what did I do? I didn't do anything. The FBI, oh my gosh, my heart stopped pounding. I had done 111 deals up to that point. They went through every one of my deals with a fine-tooth comb. Nothing. Because my mother always taught me that honesty is the best policy. And I didn't know what that guy was doing. Apparently he was doing something because he's no longer a realtor. And just be careful, because once they start their commissions coming in, they start to get greedy. You want to know how to blow it with a real estate agent? Who knows? You know. What is it? Don't close. Go right up to the closing. Go right a day before the closing. They've got the money spent. They're going to go on vacation. They're going to pay some bills with that money. You call them up and say, Sally, I'm not going to close. Why? just doesn't feel right for me. Don't do that. You'll never get another deal from a real estate agent. You should know within the first 10 days during that home inspection period, which you should in all cases get, you should know within that 10 days whether or not you have a deal. And if it's no deal, it's no deal. Walk away. At least you've walked away then. The longer you go inside the process, the worse it's going to get for you, and the less chance you are going to get any more business from that person or that company. Same thing when you're buying from a seller. If you negotiate terms, you've got a couple of contingencies. I always put a home inspection contingency in there. I don't want to miss anything. And I am a licensed general contractor. It only costs me $150 to go through a property, a single family, about $400 for a multifamily. But it's one extra insurance policy that I have that I didn't miss something that's going to cost me a lot of money. Not only that, I know what the next home inspector is going to find when I go to resell that property. And in knowing that, those are the things I'm going to fix, make sure that they're done. So my house looks squeaky clean when I go to resell it. So if you're working with a seller, you have your home inspection contingency in there. If there's anything else that you're concerned about, you fix it during that period right up front. And then if you're not going to do the deal, then get out of the deal. Don't drag somebody along and drag them along until the end and then have some sort of a weasel clause in there that lets you skate from the deal like 2 days before you're going to close. That's just not the way to do business. Gives the rest of us a bad name that are trying to do business like everybody in this room trying to do business the right way. So spread the word on that. Here's a good letter that I send to my agents when I'm trying to find new ones. I go to the multiple listing service. I find out who the top 25 agents are from the multiple listing service, and I send them this letter. It says, I want to buy those listings that you can't seem to sell. Dear agent, are you getting hounded by a seller whose house you can't sell? Getting close to the expiration date of one or more of your listings? Is a foreclosure date coming fast and you're worried that you're not going to get paid for all of your hard work? I want to buy those houses so that you can get paid your commission. My name's Dave Lindahl and I'm a real estate investor. I'm associated with a group of investors who buy anywhere from 5 to 10 houses a month. We can pay cash, close quickly, and we'd like to take that problem off your hands. Do you have any houses that there's not enough or little equity to cover the mortgage or the real estate commission, are approaching foreclosure, need a lot of repairs, are just plain ugly, or in a war zone? Or do you know of any? I want to buy the houses. If you know of any, they're going to get me into other people's listings. I want to buy those houses and get you your commission, whether it's on the listing side or the buying side. I want to work with you to make you more money. Of course, anything I buy, I will need to resell. And I like to resell my properties with an agent whom I have a working relationship, and I'd like that agent to be you. If you have or know of any properties that would be a match for me, basically anything that's a problem, please pick up the phone and call me now. Otherwise, I'll be calling you next Tuesday to see how we could possibly begin a lucrative relationship for us both. Sincerely, me. P.S. Please don't prejudge what I might be interested in. I'm not a wannabe real estate investor. I buy all kinds of houses in all areas and in any condition. I have multiple purchase plans available and an unlimited supply of capital. P.S.S. Isn't it time that you get paid for all those deals that you worked so hard for and didn't sell? Call me now. Is that a good letter? Yeah. You send this out to a bunch of different people. If they're not calling you, you follow up with the phone calls, and then you take them out to lunch, and you start that relationship. And I found it works best when you go onto the MLS and you get the top 25 buying agents and the top 25 listing agents.